Lisa Lanier, as we welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show, and Lisa Lanier is our official attorney of this program. The segment today is loaded with great docket here today. At one of them, I really want to get to about Disney, because I can't. I just don't like the way.
Old Steamboat Willie.
I'm upset about this. This happened just. I read about it, you know, a week ago. That after 95 years, Disney no longer has the exclusive rights to that very primitive Mickey Mouse drawing, Steamboat Willie. Because it has been now 95 years since Walt Disney drew that and did the voice for it. So
Just that one,
yeah. Okay. Now, the updated version of Mickey with the big puffy...
Can't have it.
But will eventually, of course, when 95 years runs out. So already there's a horror movie out there, a slasher movie, with Mickey Mouse, at that version of him, as the bad guy, you know, as a killer, as a slasher. And I just don't think this is right. Now, I believe that when you copyright something... You don't know how successful it's going to be, but if you continue to pay the copyright fees, and I assume there are some, that you should be able to own this in perpetuity. I don't think anybody should use Mickey Mouse's image unless Disney approves it. Lisa, what's the reason for this law?
Tell me he's wrong.
All right.
Tell him he's wrong, Lisa.
Go ahead.
Find a law book.
Go ahead.
Find a code and a statute.
I studied the law.
You did not.
They're still on the logo. They're still on the trademark. And so these folks have to be careful when they use the Steamboat Willie cartoon that they are not running afoul of trademark, like trade, and the horror film in particular, mm-hmm. could run afoul of trademark tarnishment prohibitions. So, I mean, I think if Disney wanted to go after the horror film, they would have, because they do use the, you know, the word Mickey Mouse and that sort of thing, mm-hmm. they would have some trademark grounds for going after them there. There's no brand confusion or anything like that. That's a big part of trademark. But there might be tarnishment of the image. Mm-hmm. And there's a video game that's come out that's also kind of a slasher type thing. It actually looks better. I previewed both. Looks better than the movie.
Lisa.
The movie looks kind of silly. Well, yeah, I just go down rabbit holes with these stories. I'm just like, let me check
Mouse
this
hole.
Out. You know,
I'm up in arms.
It's on Steam. It's interesting. But you know, the idea is that when a person, these are usually artistic, you know, drawings and things that are protected, or writing songs, you know, books. And the idea is that when you copyright something, that you shouldn't continue to have the exclusive right to it after you're dead. And so what they've done is they've taken sort of what was at the time a normal life expectancy plus, I think, like 20 years or something. And it's changed a couple times over the years. But here, in the Mickey Mouse case, Disney actually went to Congress when their copyright originally expired, because it used to be a shorter duration. Mm-hmm. And there was a special legislation passed just for Mickey that extended the copyright on Mickey. And it's happened twice. Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason, this time, Disney didn't do it. They didn't go ask for an extension. They might have gotten it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm. But let it go.
Does it mean, is there a difference between that and, let's say, Ronald McDonald or the Golden Arches at McDonald or this Tar Heel logo that's on my shirt today?
Copyright on that will run out, you know, on anything. Like, it ran out, I think, a year or two ago on Winnie the Pooh, and there were Winnie the Pooh horror movies that came out, and Tigger, same thing. I think Tiggers ran out, and then, you know, they did Tigger horror movies, and they just don't, I think Disney may have just decided, look, we're going to stop going to Congress and asking for the extension, because nobody pays any attention to this stuff. I mean, they'll get a little bit of traction here because it's Mickey. I think it's a little more, but it's going to go away, and I don't think they're going to be worried about any long-term implications from it.
But I'm upset about it. I've warned. Listen,
is it because you think you're never going to die?
Yes. Well, it's two things. Three things here. First, I don't ever want to die. Two, I'm a dizhard. You know that.
Yeah. And every time it comes up, you reference the Carolina logo, which is always on your shirt.
That's why I wear these shirts. Look, we started talking about this on Tuesday, and I was wearing a Tar Heel shirt, and I said, this logo, so I've worn one every day since so that I could point to this
logo. For Mickey.
That's right. I just feel like if you copyright something, it's yours forever. It's that company's
until
forever.
Until you die.
Well, Walt Disney is one thing, but, I mean, he... to me, then has control of it if it becomes that big.
You want it to be part of his estate.
Well, I just don't,
and it's in the part of the company.
I just don't think it's right that I can now make a movie featuring Mickey Mouse.
Or put him on a T-shirt.
Or put him on a T-shirt. That just doesn't seem right to me. That's Disney. Disney obviously owns that.
But how many, I mean, and Mickey's at the top of the list, but how many businesses, how many companies, how many icons and logos have been around for 95 years?
Not many. But
that's one.
Well, that's where the distinction comes in. Trademark doesn't expire. So as far as those logos, those are trademarked, mm-hmm. and you can't copy the logo. This is just the image, and they have to be super careful. It has to be exactly the old Steamboat Willie mm-hmm. version of Mickey, where he had the beady eyes and he looked more like a rat. It can't be mm-hmm. cutesy current Mickey. It can't be with the magic hat on with the, you know, it can't be any of that.
But eventually, all of those, after 95 years, will be fair game. Even the cutesy Mickey, right?
Yeah, eventually, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So I'm trying to, if we wanted to, we take current day Mickey Mouse, but give him Chris Kelly's eyes. Little beady rat eyes.
That's how I'm saying. Yeah. But in 95 years, can I open a restaurant and sell a Big Mac?
Probably not, because it's probably trademarked.
Trademark.
You'd be violating their trademark, and there would be brand confusion. But, you know, let's see, when their copyright runs out, if you wanted to create, say, a monster truck that you call the Big Mac, you'd be able to do that, because there wouldn't be brand confusion. Monster truck would be very different than a burger.
I think I may have told you this before, Lisa, but I have a brother who's an attorney, and this is his field, mm-hmm. trademark.
Trademark. Ah. I'm against it.
He crushes the little guys. That's his job.
Yeah.
Well, I like that. I like that. Well, remember, I argued for when Taco John's came up with Taco Tuesday, and now last year Taco Bell said, we're going to use that, and Taco John's took him to court. Everybody told me they were going to lose, and they did. Taco John's lost, but I felt like, hey, they got it first. That's theirs. I'm sorry, mm-hmm. Taco Bell. And to me, that caused brand confusion. But that had become part of the lexicon so much that it was allowed to be used. Right. So that's it.
And for music, it's 50 years, yeah?
Is that right, Lisa? 50 for music?
I don't remember. I think that's right. It's changed several times. Mm-hmm. I think for music, it is a shorter duration. And unless I checked, it was. Because, you know, you see all these famous songs, and then you start to hear them in jingles and stuff all over the place, and it gets run into the ground.
And you can attach mm-hmm. them to a company. So you go get a Bing Crosby song and do a Lisa Lanier commercial with it.
Can you really do that?
If it's over 50
if
years.
If it's more than 50 years old.
Yeah, it's public domain. Yeah.
So a Beatles song?
Yeah. If it's over 50.
Man.
Yeah.
A Rolling Stones song, more than 50 years old, you can go and
do you mind if I ask a question on this, actually?
All right.
Sorry.
I don't want to harp on this.
Who's back there in the jury? What?
Biggie's never asked to ask a question before.
He never chimes in.
Oftentimes, his head's on the desk. Where he's,
he's getting something delivered.
Delivery for Biggie. Yeah.
This is Biggie's paperwork time.
This is most unusual. I think it's now when he's preparing for the put up or shut up.
Right. Wait, who's that?
Who's this guy?
It's a whole other world.
Who's this guy in here? Yes, why don't you ask a question?
Well, see, I was going to ask if Disney got tired of this Steamboat Willie thing and people started using it for outrageous reasons, could Disney in turn try to get the rights back to Steamboat Willie in the future for any reason?
Once they're in the public domain, they're lost forever.
Gotcha.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I do not like the way this turned out, unfortunately.
All right, thin skin.
Lisa, they're telling me people tell me I have thin skin. We had a caller earlier say, you better get a thicker skin. I was ready to.
I was going to buy a car.
They didn't have it on the lot. Get a
thin
skin.
Like a wing, stop wing.
You wuss. Now, this.
I put a link to the trailer for this movie. I think y'all should play it for Kelly.
You can have a double feature with the Winnie the Pooh and Steamboat Willie.
I'm very angry about
it. It's pretty funny. It's very low budget, and it's just this slasher guy in an amusement park with a knife, and he's just got a big Steamboat Willie Mickey mask on, and it's very bad looking.
I don't like that. Well, now let me ask you this question a little step further. Let's say 20 years ago, before it went into the public domain, could a horror movie have done, let's just say in Scream, instead of wearing the ghost face mask, he was wearing a Mickey Mouse mask? Could that have been done?
they would have, I think Disney would have shut that down because they, you know, they would have had this copyright argument and they no longer have.
Interesting. Even that, you know, not even referencing Mickey Mouse, just having a bad guy put a Mickey mask on couldn't be done. Okay.
All right.
There's a
I want to hear about this toilet.
Fascinating story here from Florence. Okay. There's a Dunkin' Donuts in Florida, and a lawsuit has rolled out from Paul Kerouac, who says that when he went into the Dunkin' bathroom, the toilet exploded on him, leaving him with severe long-term injuries and emotional and mental distress as a result of being covered in human feces.
You got the poo on him?
You got that all over him. Urine and debris. And he says Dunkin' Donuts knew there was a problem with that toilet. They didn't do anything to fix it. They had had previous incidents. And he's required mental health care and counseling because of the trauma of being showered with feces and urine all over him. All he's trying to do is get a chocolate-covered cream filled.
Dunkin' Dew.
Yeah, Dunkin' Dew is what got all over him. He's suing for at least $100,000 and hopefully more. How will he do in court, Lisa? What do you think?
You know, I think, you know, as far as the liability part of it, he's got him pretty solid there because they told him, the employee said, yeah, that happens. You know, that's been happening. We knew that was happening. Mm-hmm. And so it just apparently it happened much worse this time, and it literally exploded, whereas before I think it's just been more minor. But they did have notice of it, and so I think he's got him there. The problem is with his damages, because if you get into the details about his damages, I don't think he was really physically harmed. I think he's saying it's all emotional.
Yeah.
And I just don't, I mean, yeah, it was horrible, but are you know, forever, permanently, lifelong injuries from that? I don't know. I don't get it. Mm.
But your psyche can be scarred,
maybe
yes?
Settle with them, but not a lot of money. He's looking for a lot of money. He just says he's like, he can't function. He's, you know, has huge permanent scars in his mind from this, you know, and his psyche.
Of course.
Flying poo.
My God, and how porcelain. Awful. B.B. Shea, if that happened to you, would you go back and go ahead and consume your donut after that?
Absolutely. I'd eat it on the toilet.
On the toilet. You'd been in there with it.
I'd eat it on the toilet, yes.
Do you know what B.B. Shea did about 3 months ago? We had some donuts here in the building. There were like 8 or 9 in a box. Chris Tim delivered them downstairs to the break room. B.B. Shea was standing there. And
just for other people to share, but B.B. Shea just had a thought.
And he said, I'm going to eat every single one of those donuts right now in front of you.
Why?
And Chris Tim said, why? And he said, because it's there. There are 9 donuts sitting there. I'm eating those donuts.
That's something to prove.
He just went. Yeah. He just took. But I think only
about. But he regretted it.
Yeah. 3 or 4 in, he said, no, it's a bad choice. It's a bad idea. See, that's what he does. He goes out there and goes.
I want to see a toilet explode.
You know, he sees a mountain, he climbs it. Yeah, really. Another, this is a food-related incident as well. And I'm for this woman. Let me just go ahead and tell you, I'm for her. She's in Florida also, and she is suing Hershey because back in October, she was standing in line and decided she would buy some Reese's peanut butter pumpkins. Reese's white pumpkins, and a couple of other items. I think she was going to give them out for a Halloween, or at least have them around her house for Halloween. Nonetheless, the packaging shows a peanut butter pumpkin with a carved jack-o'-lantern face in the chocolate and the peanut butter. And when she bought them and got them home, she said, these just look like chocolate blobs.
Ain't no face.
Ain't no face on this thing. She spent just over $4 on it, and she says now she's looking for a $5 million lawsuit, and she says, I would never have bought these things if it hadn't been depicted on the packaging as having a face on the pumpkin. And she's gone back and done the research on the footballs for the Super Bowl and the Christmas trees, and she's like, they're crap too. There's no detail to them at all. Can she sue? We've got a class action lawsuit she's starting. I'd like to be part of this, Lisa. I'm totally on her side. This is false advertising. What do you think about this?
Yeah, I don't know what happened to this world where you become this, like, way left liberal and I become the conservative. But
times are changing, Lisa.
I'm for this one.
Okay, the world is flipped upside down on us.
Yeah, up is down, down is up.
You may be right about this. But, yes.
Yeah, no, but I think this is ridiculous. I mean, if you, like, I posted on the Linear Log of social media a picture of what she's talking about, where she's got the cover and the, you know, the packaging and then the product. And no, it doesn't have the little eyes on it, but come on. I mean, it looks like a pumpkin. It's not like it's just a blob of peanut butter covered in chocolate.
Yeah.
It looks like a pumpkin. So we don't know yet how seriously the judge is going to take this. She just filed it. And, you know, some of these are starting to get kicked out because the ridiculous meter is going way off the charts. Mm-hmm. The needle's going, you know.
I feel like that's a shot at me. I feel like that's personal.
She keeps breaking me up.
That's what happens here, because I just think this is ridiculous, because it's not like it's misrepresenting. I mean, I think she did do a lot of homework on this. They used to depict it accurately. A few years ago, it was an accurate depiction mm-hmm. on the package. And for some reason, in the last year or two, they added the little eyes and the little mouth yep. to the pumpkin
yep.
that they don't have on the actual pumpkin. But, you know, where these things really don't impact your experience of the product, they're starting to toss them out and mm-hmm. say, look, you know, there's just a reasonableness standard here that, come on.
Yeah. Oh, she said, come on twice and ridiculous twice. Here's what I would do if I was an attorney for Hershey.
Yeah.
I would say, when you buy a pumpkin at a pumpkin patch, it's not decorated.
Right.
And there's probably signage that
show. So if you want, you can come home and carve up your own Reese's thing.
You can have your little eyeballs. It's a suggestion. Exactly. Exactly.
All right.
Suck on that.
Wait. We rest.
Will you settle for $4?
And 49 cents.
Yes. And a case of Reese's peanut butter cups
yes.
with Santa and his face not on it.
But Lisa, I've set a precedent on this. Remember, I was against Burger King, too, when that loon said
the Whopper
was depicted beautifully in the advertising, but when you get it, it doesn't look nearly as good as it is.
That's the same lawyer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nuisance.
Yeah. That's a nuisance attorney. I was all for that. Remember that? I was for that guy, too.
Yeah.
And they were all tough titty. Tough titty attorney. Why are you dragging Hershey's and Mickey Mouse and Dunkin' Donuts and all these American icons through the mud today, Kelly?
There's another one. There's another Hershey. That's right.
That's America.